Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Remembering Your Why. Without the cliche, let's just say it straight. Remember Your Why has almost become a slogan in education. It shows up on posters. It gets said in professional development. It gets dropped into conversations when teachers are exhausted. And sometimes it feels inspiring, but sometimes it feels dismissive. Like, you're overwhelmed? Just remember your why. Or you're burned out? Just think about why you started. And that can feel minimizing, because remembering your why does not fix workload. It does not change policy. It also does not eliminate pressure. So today, we're not doing the shallow version. We're reclaiming the grounded version. Before we get into it, I want to ground myself in gratitude. Here are three things that I'm thankful for. The first thing that I'm thankful for is hydration and small physical resets during the day. Something as simple as cold water or stepping away for a minute steadies you more than you think. The second thing that I'm thankful for is students who take ownership. When a student says, "That was on me," or "I'll fix it," that shows growth beyond academics. That's maturity forming. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is short moments outside. Even brief, fresh air can reset perspective. Moments in space can help you come back to be more grounded. So, all right. Well, let's get into the main topic, y'all. Once again, the main topic is remembering your why without the cliche. That's what we are going to be focusing on. Now, this phrase, it has been overused. When something gets repeated enough, it loses depth. Remember your why can start to sound like ignore your frustration, ignore the system, ignore your exhaustion. And that's not fair at all. Teachers are navigating real pressures. So if we are going to talk about remembering your why, we have to do it with nuance, not hype, not slogans, not denial. Your why does not erase system problems, right? If a teacher is overwhelmed, it is not because they forget their why. If a teacher is burned out, it is not because they lack passion. There are systemic realities in education that are heavy. Workload, staffing, policy shifts, public scrutiny. Remembering your why does not magically fix those. Not at all. And pretending it does turns a meaningful phrase into nothing more than a band-aid. So what is your why? Your why is not adrenaline. It's not emotional hype. It's not a motivational quote. Your why is the deeper reason you care about students. It's the reason you pause before reacting. The reason you stay steady during chaos. It's the reason you correct with dignity instead of sarcasm. It's identity level, not energy level. So let's take a moment that reconnects you. Picture a week that feels heavy. Behavior louder than usual. Patience thinner than you'd like. Energy lower than normal. You're not inspired, you've not inspired. You're just navigating. And then a student lingers after class. Think about this. And that student says, "Hey, thanks for helping me yesterday." There's no spotlight there. There's no applause. Just quiet sincerity. That moment, it doesn't erase the workload, but it reconnects you. It doesn't reconnect you to hype. It connects you to meaning. That's remembering your why. Now, your why evolves. The reason you started teaching may not be the reason you stay. Early on, it might have been inspiration, impact, energy. Now, your why might have evolved into where it might be stability, consistency, stewardship, and long-term influence. See, your why matures as you mature. It deepens. It gets quieter, but stronger. Let's talk about how disconnection feels transactional. When you're disconnected from your why, the job feels mechanical. How true is that? Bell to bell. Task to task, behavior to behavior, you start counting minutes instead of moments. When you're connected to your why, the same day feels different. Still complex. Hear what I'm saying here. It's still as complex. It's still as demanding, but purposeful. That internal shift changes how you carry the work. Your why grounds you in chaos. When everything feels loud, your why brings you back to the room, back to the names of students, back to the faces of students, back to the human beings in front of you. You cannot control the headlines, but you can control your tone. You can control your presence. You can control your steadiness. Your why narrows your focus to what you can influence. And your why is personal. You don't owe anyone a public explanation of your why. It doesn't need to be performative. It's internal. It's the quiet conviction that says, this work matters to me, even when it's hard, especially when it's hard. And remembering is not ignoring. You can advocate for better systems and remember your why. You can set boundaries and remember your why. You can speak up about unfair expectations and remember your why. Those things are not contradictory. Remembering your why is not compliance. It's grounding. Your why is orientation, not escape, y'all. So your why is not an escape from struggle. It's a compass inside it. It doesn't remove storms. It helps you steer. When teaching feels heavy, remembering your why doesn't magically fix everything, not at all, but it realigns you. It reminds you who you're here for, what kind of teacher you want to be, what kind of presence you want to bring. That's not cliche, that's clarity. As I do a reflective close here, I want to say that, yes, the phrase, it has been overused. And yes, it can feel dismissive when said carelessly, but reclaimed thoughtfully, it becomes something steadier, something stronger. Not hype, not denial, not pressure, orientation. The challenges in education, they are real. The workload is real, but so is your reason. Come back to it, not to ignore the hard, but to stay grounded inside it. Well, funky teachers out there, if you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers to find this space. And I want you to go into your day and I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky.